Grief or physical pain can threaten to choke our worship. As a Christian recording artist, I cannot thank God enough for grace at such times to give sacrifices of praise. I've experienced it time and again. When we worship, we exit the victim mentality and remember Christ's victory and the ultimate reality of Christ, who will make all things right. Yes, He alone is worthy of all our praise at all times. Now, I must confess that there have been times when the grief over the recent deaths of 8 loved ones and friends has formed such a lump in my throat that singing felt almost impossible, or the nerve impingements have drained me because of the physical pain associated with them. But at such times, simple silent prayers have escaped my heart. Lord, please help me. Help me, please. He does. He envelops me with His comfort. The Holy Spirit knows how to do it. Then the words of worship songs have flowed through my mouth. Now, how do we praise God in times of grief when it feels physically even impossible with the lump in your throat? Well, we remember that God and His promises never change. We can lean on Him, offer silent prayers. He cares, He feels, He knows, and He sees. He sees the whole picture, and that includes our eternal victory and joy in Christ. We must ask God to help us raise the praise, even on the hardest days. Now, I'm not saying we have to feel emotionally just elated to praise the Lord. No, we have to remember that it's not about our feelings. It's about the facts, about God's word, about God's promises, that He never changes, that He has what's best in mind for us for eternity. We just need to trust Him. We need to lay down our burdens at His feet. He wants to bear them. We need to lay them down and then lift up the praise. When we lift high His name, He lifts our heads and gives us grace for the race. How encouraging it is to remember that Romans 8:28 remains factual. Victory remains secure in Christ, my friends. Let's remember that and praise Him for it. Let us offer our praise of our guaranteed deliverer. It can feel like a sacrifice, boy oh boy, it can really feel like a sacrifice at times to offer praise in the midst of pain. But it is pivotal in our valleys and battles. We must remember that God is God and we are not. Praising Him helps us get that in mind. Praising our victor reminds us of our unstoppable victory. Here are a couple of Bible verses that really encourage me. Psalm 50:23 says, "He who offers a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving honors me. And to him who orders his way rightly, who follows the way that I show him, I shall show the salvation of God." Hebrews 13:15 says, "Through him, therefore, let us at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify His name." Today, I urge you and I urge myself to remember that He loves us, that victory remains secure, that we can cast all our cares upon Him and praise Him as our deliverer. Victory remains secure in Christ. Now, some of you out there may be listening to this and thinking, "I don't even know Jesus that way." Well, we're going to pray. We're going to pray with you so that you can put your faith in Christ. He died on the cross in our place, bearing the punishment for all our sins. He bore all our griefs on the cross as well. We just need to confess Him as Lord, repent, and follow Him. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for loving us no matter what. We thank You for Your promises. We thank You for Your word. And Lord, I pray with those who are suffering right now, who find it just almost physically impossible to sing praise. Lord, we just ask for Your help to praise You even with silent prayers and to focus on Your promises and Your character traits, which are answers to our deepest pain and grief. We ask for Your grace to do that. And I pray with those who have not yet received You. We believe You died on the cross in our place and rose again from the dead, conquering sin and death for us. We rely on You alone for salvation. We welcome You, Jesus, in our hearts. We choose to trust You. We rely on You alone. And Lord, we repent from our sin, from relying on anything that is not You. And we just welcome You to rule our lives. We give You everything. We surrender everything, ourselves, everything. And we entrust everything to You. You always know what is best for us and always love us. We give You everything, give You ourselves, give You all the prayer requests. And we thank You that You are God and we are not. We praise You, we love You, we worship You as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Praise the Lord for a character trait that matches your current valley. He will lift your head. And I also encourage, if you haven't memorized Psalm 3:3 yet, that's excellent. And we'll just keep our eyes on Christ together. Amen. God bless you, my friends.